top of your voice. Love without fear in your heart. Feel like you still have a choice. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our days away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid and work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through the forest, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream, we should stare at the stars and not just the screams. You should hear what I'm saying and know what it means to sing. Sing at the top of your voice. Love without fear in your heart. Feel like you still have a choice. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Well, we wish we were happier, thinner and fitter. We wish we weren't losers and liars and quitters. We want something more, not just nasty and bitter. We want something real, not just hashtags and Twitter. It's the meaning of life, and it's streamed live on YouTube. But if a Gangnam Style will still get more views, when we're scared of drowning and flying in shooters, but we're all slowly dying in front of computers. So sing, sing at the top of your voice now. All love without fear in your heart. Can you feel like you still have a choice? If we all light up, we can scare away the dark.
Hope you guys can hear me. Just raise up your hands and let me know that you guys can hear me just fine there in the chat room. Awesome. Hello and welcome, everyone. So glad to see you there. It's nice to be back at a regular time, in a regular day. Good to see you all. We're changing things up. Rattling a few cages and shaking a few trees and maybe even learning a few things. Change your life or maybe mine with a call. Discover the power given to you by the divine spirit. By getting validation to answers you already know to be true. Find out how to heal yourself, gain prosperity, find love, achieve beauty, and much, much more. Together, along with your spirit guides, we'll discuss, analyze, and answer questions that maybe that are locked deep inside of you, bringing that darkness to light. So, this show here today is open to one question callers. But this is not just about reading. This is about learning, about teaching. And this is not just about me being a teacher, but this is about you being a teacher as well. We're all students. We're all learning. We're all teaching. So the call-in number is 347-884-9491. one-hour show. This is by no means a substitute replacement for legal or medical advice. Remember, nothing is set in stone and nothing is off limits when you're connecting with the outer limits. Okay? We are here to make friends, laugh, and validate what you already know to be true. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, you guys know where to find me. On the main page, at the top of the page, there's links. Little black button. Press that black button. It'll take you right to my website. Or there's other buttons up there. It'll take you right to archives. You can listen to other things. Go back to the archives. It'll even take you to other links, take you to Facebook and all that good stuff. Very simple. There's also a link on the page if it gets a little confusing for you. This way you can make an appointment or for other metaphysical needs. Alrighty, so let's get this party started. Today we're going to talk about very simple, simple stuff. What is a medium? A medium may be defined as a person who is constitutionally sensitive or susceptible to influence and responds more or less readily to the dominant thoughts, suggestions, or impulses that impinge upon hers or his psychic or magnetic sphere, or one who is freely generates nerve aura, magnetism, or psychoplasma or psychic force, whichever term you may prefer. Because I don't want to limit that, because everybody's perception is different. All right? Now, of course, we all utilize different operating systems because we're like computers. All right? Spirits produce outward visible evidences of their power and their presence that are usually designated by physical phenomena. We agree on that, right? Now, when you call in, we're going to be talking about this. Spirits cannot manufacture the energy employed in the production of these demonstrations, and therefore they can't draw on any kind of energy unless that medium that's around them brings that energy out. Does everybody understand that? Okay. So this is the conversation that should be going on in the chat room on what that means. All right. The assertion that sometimes made that everyone is a medium could sometimes be misleading. Everyone is intuitive, yes. We all agree on that. Is everyone psychic? No. Is everyone a medium? No. But everyone is intuitive? Yes. It would be nearer to the truth to say everyone is a spirit and is therefore capable with the qualifications, which may be cultivated and exercised with more or less success in one or the other of several phases of mediumship. That is, of course, or that is course, or that, of course, implies that there are not only diversities of gifts, but different degrees of vulnerabilities. And the applicant of mediumship will do well to remember that, to use a familiar an expressive phrase, many are called, but few are chosen. Or in other words, many are sensitive, but few possess a certain mental and spiritual qualification, special excellence in any given direction. The nervous system of a medium, whatever hers or his whatever, level you may decide to go into, is trained for a particular reason. It's very, very difficult. Some are very natural at it. Some work really hard at it. But it is mentally exhausting. For some, it comes very easily. For some, they really can't handle it, and therefore never even step into that line of work and totally shut it out. It's kind of like being a musician. Think of it in that sense. It really takes a lot of practice. Even though that's something that you've been called to do, you still have to work at it. Like a musician or an artist, you still have to practice at it. It's not like it's a supernatural power. It's not a special gift. Mediums are not better than everybody else. Please don't get it twisted. The ability to be a medium doesn't make them any better than the next person. Just like the ability to be an artist or a musician doesn't make that person any better than the next person. It just makes them different. Just makes them unique. So before I go on to the next thing, I want to see what some of our callers have to say, because our call lines are kind of full. Let's see what we have here. We've got a Skype caller. I think this is Queen, but I'm not sure. Queen, is this you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. It's not
Queen. Hi. You must be confused. Oh, it's not Queen?
No, not queen. Sorry. Not even a princess.
Well, you are a princess.
Okay, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I was wondering, I'm going through a very hard life transition right now. My husband is very ill. It's terminal. And I wondered if Spirit or anybody had any advice if I was going to make it through this or what I could do.
Okay, well, how we do today's shows is that we're not doing readings.
Okay.
We are doing where you come on and you become the reader. So I will pull the next person on and you give each other readings.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So be prepared. Okay, Mary is one caller. 831, you are?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm here to help Mary.
Awesome. Huh. I love that.
That's nice.
Mary, I can tell you, you will make it through this. Your support, he knows you're there. He knows that it's frustrating. It's frustrating for him not to be able to be the provider, the strength that he wants to give to you.
Right.
There's somebody, I feel very strong, almost grandmotherly Jill for you, around you too.
Okay.
And I want to say, it almost has, I'm Italian, so I have that La Familia feeling around you.
Okay.
He is really, you guys are so loved. They're so there for you guys. You need to talk. You need to talk to them. Let them feel it. Is it pancreatic?
No, lung and liver.
Okay. And it metastasized?
Right.
Okay. Let him talk to you. Let the tears flow. Let every word that needs to be said at the moment be said, because there should be no regret.
Okay.
And when it's time for that transition, it feels heavy right now. It feels like every room, every window is locked, and you got that humidity feeling, that heavy feeling.
Right.
When the transition happens, it will be like the windows have all been opened. You're going to glow, and a breath of fresh air is going to hit you.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
You are going to take time. You are going to take the moment after, and not. You have to learn to give in order to receive, and vice versa. So
right.
I feel that there, these people that are wanting you to hear them know that they're there to help you with the transition.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to them. It's better to let go of that pain when you all are ready, when he is ready. Okay.
Yeah.
I always say grieving is for the living.
Right.
When it's time for him to cross, he's not going to feel that pain anymore. And
right.
That's what you should be so joyful for.
Right.
And not only do I'm a hospice. I've worked hospice for many, many years. I'm a nurse. And I can tell you, you can hold on and not live, or you can embrace his life and live the life that he wants you to have.
Okay.
all right?
Right.
And when people are willing to help you, take it.
Okay.
All right, because I feel as if you're one of those people who would light herself on fire to keep everybody else warm.
You're right.
And you need to allow people to give you some strength. And believe me, the grieving, the transition for you in learning to live again is not going to happen overnight, honey.
Okay.
You need to learn. It's okay to feel 9 years down the road after this transition occurs and smile and shed a tear. Tears are a valve, a water pressure. Liquid prayers, liquid faith, liquid hope, whatever you want to call it. But let it happen, because you guys shared in this moment, and you are going to move on to help others.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's my message.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
I need you to just shake it off for a minute and just step outside yourself. This is, it almost seems like you've kind of sunk down. I need you to kind of rise up, bring yourself up out, because I feel like you've melted into the couch, and I want you to just pull yourself up. All right. And I really just need you to breathe. I want you to take a nice deep breath in.
Oh.
And I want you to just take a deep breath in. And I want you to step out of your body. And I want you to step into Lisa's body. So I want you to just put yourself out of your body. And I want you to step into her body. And I want you to feel her energy. And I want you to feel what she's got going on in her life. And just step out of your life for a minute. And don't think about what you got going on in yours. Just forget about your life for a minute.
Come on over. I want you to
just laugh for a minute. Think about your favorite thing. And I want you to just laugh for a second and just let her hear you laugh. All right.
Got it. You are so welcome. Yes. Come and laugh with me. Recharge those chakras with me. Come on.
Good. Okay.
It's beautiful here. There's whales and dolphins right outside where I'm driving by.
Wow. I have snow. Like 4 feet of
ocean,
snow.
Baby. It's nothing but hard ocean. Come on. Enjoy the beauty of it, though. I mean, that sharp, crisp breath of air. Come on.
Yeah, it beats the snow.
Oh, come on.
I want you to look and see what you see for Lisa.
I don't know. I just see, happiness. She sounds happy.
Okay. Now, don't go by what she sounds and take "I don't know" out of your vocabulary.
All right. Well, I feel happiness or peacefulness, let's say, with the dolphins and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel peace.
Right. Look with your heart, not with your eyes.
Mm.
Whatever comes to your mind, just let it fly out of your mouth. Don't think about it.
Pamper yourself.
There you go. Just let it fly out of your mouth.
Right. That's what flew out. take care of yourself. That's it.
I heard new car. New car.
She can pamper herself with a new car. There you go.
I was just talking to my husband about a new car yesterday. How fun.
So there you go. That's a sign.
Give me a new car. There you go.
I was asking, what's our next vehicle?
Can't get no better than that. Now we're going to bring on one more person, so I want you guys to just hang on.
You got it.
And, okay, 857, who are you? Don't be shy.
My name is Keita.
Oh, what a pretty name.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. And what can we do for you?
I have a question regarding work. And my job is supposed to be ending, and I just wanted to know, am I finding something soon? I'm just kind of really at a loss with this whole work thing. It just doesn't ever work. And so I'm wondering.
I heard reinvent yourself.
Okay.
I heard
reinvent.
New job. I heard,
you heard
new job.
New job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And, I heard self-improvement.
Okay, which ties back.
And I heard self-improvement and go now. Like right now.
Right.
Like it's time. Like it's time. What have you been putting off that you need to do now? Like you've been like not really wanting to do, like you've been really putting it off. I don't feel like it's a diet or anything like that.
Uh-oh.
I feel like it's it might be schooling. It might be something.
No.
It might be something as simple as finishing something up that you've just been just putting off, and you're just at the end of it.
Yeah. Do you have anxiety about filling out applications?
I'm tired of doing it. I'm tired of it. There's a pattern that happens. It's like, okay, I get the job, I stay in the job, I'm there for a couple of months, and then it just doesn't work out. I'm exhausted when I'm putting my energy into things. Well, I don't really want to do it. I'm just doing it for the money, but I'm over it.
Bless it. Bless the money. Bless the application. Yeah, your vibe is really. Oh, well, why
am
I getting
what it
hospital?
Is. You don't like being told what to do.
No.
You want to be in business for yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to
be in business for yourself.
Yes. That's the problem. And I know what I want to do. I know what I want to
do.
Well,
why
is
you
doing
it?
Because it's how do I do this and get this off the ground and still pay my bills every day?
Okay. Bless, I'm in your position. This is why you called in. I just turned my letter of resignation yesterday, and I told my family we're going to live on tuna and rice until I get my business up. I don't care if it's fried rice all week, all month. I'm getting my business up. I'm doing what it takes to make me happy, because if a mama ain't happy, you all aren't going to be happy. So you need to do it. You just put, you have to work at a job that you don't like, bless the money, bless the people, and do every step it takes to get to where you need to be. Now, what are you going to do to get there?
This is what I'm saying, is that I put myself in a certificate program so I could learn what I needed to learn.
Good.
But I got into this job. Don't get me wrong. The money was there. The opportunity to save the money was there. But I was abused. I have been abused for the last 6 months. So I fell into a depression.
Boundaries.
Right?
Yeah.
So
boundaries.
Yeah.
I set the boundaries. But the boundaries were being stomped. It wasn't just one, two people. It was everybody. It was weird. It was a domino effect. Like, this person.
That
was like,
your test. That was your test. The business you want to get into, this is your test, because you're going to be pushed like that in the business that you want to get into.
So now I'm back at square one. This thing is about to end, and I'm trying to figure out, do I collect my unemployment and get something part-time and get my thing off the ground, or do I go back to doing something full-time, because it's the whole eating tuna, I'm over it. I've been eating tuna for 37 years. I'm over it. I'm over it. Seriously, I'm over it.
Stop
the poverty
thing.
I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done. So it's kind of like,
I'm gonna tell you. It's my word. Work your magic. You're gonna succeed at it. Suck it up one last time. And this is Illumination speaking. Suck it up one last time. Are you wearing beige right now?
No.
Are you a beige person?
Yeah, I'm an earth tone person.
Yeah.
Beige, gray, black. Maybe.
Yes. That's.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, my word is true. Do what you need to do. Suck it up. This is what you need to do. Seriously.
Okay, but what am I sucking
okay.
up? Going back to work for somebody else?
No. Dude, this is the end for you. This is your last, you know, you've come to the end of the road. Finish up this last little bit right now and put everything you got into your own endeavors. You're going to be your own boss. And you're putting everything you got into this mission.
You mean this
Make
is
a
my
break.
Last job right here?
That's
the
right.
One
that's
I'm
right.
Ready.
That's
I
right.
I am absolutely, positively miserable, and I'm trying my best to hold on. It is the
You
most
can do this. You can do this. You have to have faith. I told you. They said go now. Go now. Self-improvement. This is about yourself improving.
Ladies, my client is here. I love being on the show. It's always been educational and enlightening. Suck in the light, ladies. It's all yours. Take care. Okay.
It's all about you. You know, it really is. You got to do this. It's make or break.
So we're done with the going to work for somebody else thing. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. This is a new year, a new you.
Okay.
You have to do this. I mean, you know, insanity is doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing over and expecting different results.
Different results. I mean, how many times are you going to do this?
That's why I'm like, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep my resume out when I really just want to sit home and do my own thing. This is ridiculous. It never works. No matter how nice I am, no matter
how much I put myself out there, no matter how much of a team player, no matter how docile I am, no matter how direct I am, if I'm on time, if I'm not on time, it never works. It just doesn't work. And I'm so frustrated because I feel defective, but I know that I'm not defective. It's just like, okay, I'll open my own business, no problem, but I need financial support, so I'm tired of eating Top Ramen.
I haven't eaten that in a while.
Exactly. I'm tired.
We used to call it crackhead soup.
Okay. So it's a matter of moving forward. Just have faith and move forward.
It's more than just having faith. You know, it's you know you can do this. And
okay.
you don't know if you don't try. You got to take that leap.
Okay.
You know the other thing doesn't work because you've tried it how many times?
Going to work for people?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to know. Doesn't work? I don't know. Is there something wrong with me? Cause it's
just that, you know, the hard head makes a soft ass. I mean, we just, some of us just, you know, don't work well with others.
Okay. All right. So
if you have a good product out there that you're you know, willing to put out there for others and people enjoy working for you, that's even better.
Well, I'm hoping that this pans out because, truth be told, in my spirit,
Don't hope. No. Know that it'll pan out.
Okay.
You know yourself.
Okay.
And it's all about word of mouth. It's all about advertising. And with the computers and what you can do with the computers to advertise, Facebook, friends,
okay.
Kids, you can do it.
Okay. I hear you. I'm going to step on my face. I'm done with the job search. I just don't have it in me anymore. I'm exhausted. Okay.
I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's a time-consuming. All that time you spend on applications, you spend on the computer putting in time to get this information out there.
My luck, nothing has come easy. Nothing.
Well, nothing worth having is easy.
Okay. All right, I'm going to stop crying. I'm going to have some faith.
Cry tears of joy. Tears of joy. Worry about good things, not bad things.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies, if we don't have anything else to talk on this issue, I'm going to take the information that you've provided, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm going to apply it because I'm exhausted and I heard self-improvement and reinvent twice. So I need to go do that.
Okay. Now, before you leave, the two ladies that were on here, one was Mary, one was Lisa. I want you heard both their voices. I want you to give them something back.
Okay.
Anything you feel in your spirit that you could give back to them.
Are they, if I go to the Blog Talk page,
No. Just they're in the area. They're in the chat room. They can hear you still.
Okay.
But you could just say if they can listen to archives and stuff. They're probably still in the chat room.
Ladies,
so whatever you can.
So do I get the information from the chat room, or You want me to
No. Just whatever you intuitively.
Oh, okay.
So intuitively, what do you get for them as far as, you know, just off the top of your head from your gut? So take a deep breath.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Cleanse yourself from yourself. And then think about Mary. Mary's the one that said, I think she said self-improvement. No, Mary's the one that said, what did Mary say? Let me look in the chat room. Mary, what did you say? She put a smiley face. Or Mary might have said, reinvent yourself. I'm not really sure. One said one thing and the other one said
the other
thing. And the other one was Lisa. So whatever you feel intuitively, just give them what you get. So just kind of step outside yourself and give them what you get.
Okay. Well, what I get from the one that said reinvent yourself, confirmation is first things first, because that's what I've been toying around with within myself, is that I feel like I need to reinvent. So I'm just trying to fight through the depression. I felt so bogged down that it's like, you know, I had an amazing opportunity to save money, and instead of me being focused, I was so disengaged from being abused at work that it made it very difficult for me to do what I needed to do. But, you know, the universe is always about second chances, second and third and fourth chances, so I'm in good hands. But I agree with the whole reinvent. It's done. And
I think Mary said new job. She said, I think.
Yeah, new job. I mean, if it comes about, I'll take it. But that new job's got to be the last job.
So well, I think new job was you, because you're going to be making a new job. You're going to be your own boss.
I've also been applying for other jobs, too.
Right. It's kind of like both things, you know, so that makes sense.
But the reinvention is probably the biggest thing that has stuck out with me, that and the new job, because I've been just bummed about it, but it's really, I'm more bummed of having to go and do it again. It's like, all right, enough. This doesn't work. Enough already. Why do I keep doing something that doesn't work? This is stupid.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what I do, whether I'm a total screw up or whether I'm being attentive and I'm taking my job seriously and I'm getting along with people. It doesn't matter what I do, it just doesn't work. So what I took from
both
is, I see
you as being really organized too.
Yeah. When I'm focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm focused, I am. I'm very organized. The biggest question is, why doesn't this work?
Why doesn't
my employment
your life work?
Not my life. My employment. It's like I'll get a job, everything will be going good, and then a couple months, the universe moves me.
That's a personal issue.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm defective.
You're not defective. We all look at ourselves like we're broken. We're not broken. And we got to stop trying to fix ourselves, because there's nothing wrong with us. But we are here to experience different things. So life throws things in our way. And if we don't know how to handle the things that get thrown in our way, we kind of try to sidestep them. And, you know, like if you're riding a bike down the road and there's a hole in the road and we don't know how to deal with that hole in the road, we try to go around it. And if we don't know how to go around it, then we usually fall in it or we break a bone. And we go, why did that happen? You know, why did it happen? Well, you didn't know how to go around it. That's why. You know, you just try to go through it, and that's not going to work. You have to deal with it. You know, instead of trying to deal with it, you try to avoid it. And so instead of dealing with the issue at hand, there's something that you're trying to either avoid some kind of confrontation at work, or you're not dealing with or setting up the proper boundaries, or there's some type of issue. It could be from this lifetime or another lifetime that is starting to come into play. It might reach a critical point after so many months or weeks or days after being at a job, a personality clash with people. You might get into a comfort zone, or they might get into a comfort zone and feel that they can approach you a certain type of way. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand. And in this job, it was definitely some boundary issues. And
right.
I tried to address them. And I was made out to be the aggressor. Or I was too rigid. That was another excuse they used. You're being aggressive and you're too rigid. That was the big thing. You're too rigid and you think you're better than people and you come off as being more superior and you make people feel less than. When it was really the people who were trying to make me feel less than were the ones who were trying to make me feel less than.
And if you might have addressed that from the beginning, this could have been nixed in the bud. Like if you might come into a job saying, okay, well, in my previous jobs, this has been an issue. I'd like to address this before I'm even hired, doesn't become an issue. And then it's not even on the table.
What do you mean, address culture from the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, this way, you know, I'm black and I'm proud. And if that's going to be a problem, then we need to address it now. I'm sorry, I just have to call it like, well, you know, I mean, if you want to address it a different way.
You can't say that. Like, that's, no. No. I would love to wear the sister girl badge at work, but that's the quickest way of alienating people and making people feel
I'm just saying it, but you know what I mean? I'm just going to put it out there. But that, you know, if I'm just trying to keep it real.
No,
but, you know,
and
just,
I respect it. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I'm going to, you know, maybe next time going in.
Or only apply to black companies.
Here's my thing with black companies. One, I live in an environment where there's not too many. And two, black companies, the way that they do the hierarchy or people differentiate themselves is by money. So my first job.
And then move to Bethesda.
Where?
Bethesda.
Where's that?
Maryland.
I need to move to Atlanta. I think I could handle that.
No, you can handle Atlanta.
I think I can handle that.
Bethesda's very bougie. You'd be fine there. Atlanta? No. You don't want to move.
Why do you say that?
Because they're just too ghetto.
I grew up in... Okay, we can take this offline.
No.
Offline. I'll email you. We can have this conversation offline, and I will definitely email you and keep you in the loop. I can handle Atlanta. Trust me. Okay. So I appreciate all of you. I definitely hear where you're coming from. There is some reevaluation and some reinvention that needs to take place and some stuff that I want to face, because I think I'm done with looking for jobs. I'm done.
God bless. And
thank
good luck.
You so much. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, can I still listen to the show?
Sure.
Okay.
Just put yourself on...
Take myself off the queue.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
All right. Now, let's see. We're going to end with a song, because we're going to shake it all off. So, take a nice deep breath in. Actually, let's end with like a little meditation, and then we'll shake it off. So, a nice breath in. It's about 5 minutes. Breathe it all in. And breathe out. Continue to breathe deeply. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful last night. We'll see you tomorrow for dream interpretations. Much love and good night.